Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson, chatting with South Central Calhoun girls basketball coach Eric Francis, taking over for Dave Brooks this season. He had a great mentor to be under last year as an assistant you were, and now and in charge of the program. How's that been for you so far, and how do you plan on operating things?
Oh, it's been good so far. I know we had a good summer kind of working with the girls, open gyms, a couple camps here and there, Webster City and Carroll, and had some success, had some younger girls get some time, get some experience with some of these older ones. Coach Burks, one of the best anyway. Learning from him for the last couple of years has been nice, and we've kind of took it in stride here, continuing a few things, trying some new things out, and girls have, done well adapting and, continuing on with just playing basketball. So.
And you've had a busy day here on we're recording on Saturday, November 18th. Earlier today, you were in Cherokee, we're saying, for a couple of scrimmage matchups against the Braves and MOC Floyd Valley, and just finishing up here in Storm Lake, taking on Ridgeview. So how did the day go, in your opinion?
Overall, the day went pretty well. The girls, came out this morning. We had MOC to start with, and then turned around with Cherokee. Just a lot of playing time. We got some younger girls, some experience out here. Then turned around with Ridgeview tonight. Kind of quick turnaround. We played well, executed, did some good things on defense as well as offense, and looked to push the ball and score some points.
And you scored enough to come out on the winning end against Ridgeview tonight, 24-19. So as far as some of your players go, Maddie Jones will be nice to have running the point for you. Reliable player she's been the last couple years. And also Heidi Hammond, your second and third leading scorers, who I'm sure from last year, who you'll rely heavily on.
Oh, yeah, both Heidi and Maddie, they spent the summer playing basketball, the AAU circuit. Their varsity experience the last couple of years, it'll be nice for those younger girls to kind of pick up what, kind of they do, leading by example, come out and just, play and, just kind of build off that basketball IQ out of the out of those two and some of the others that even have varsity experience with Hannah Seal and Jessica Hicks and Emma McKinney, played some varsity for us last year as well.
Yeah, you did graduate a few. You mentioned some others that will get floor time. Any others that figured to get some time on the court?
A couple of the others that we had tonight then, Anna McChesney is a junior, Haley Sauter a sophomore, and Brielle Korleski is a freshman. So they'll see some time throughout the year.
And what do you figure to be some of your strengths this season?
Just kind of really working with our starters anyway that have varsity experience, and we bring a lot back with them. Continue to work with them a little bit more to kind of progress our younger girls, get them going out, try to get some shots up, play some defense, and just get out and run a little bit.
Your thoughts on the Twin Lakes Conference? I'm sure you're confident that you can finish at or near the top.
Yeah, we're hoping to finish up near the top there. Things got to go our way. Come out ready to play each night. Newell Fond up there, Grettinger, surprised a lot of people last year as well. So, and then we had Emmitsburg in coming from that Lakes Conference. So, kind of a little bit of a new experience, for them as well. So there's, there's some people at the top there that we'll have to play well against to, be at the top at the end of the season.
Well, you'll be right back here at Tornado Fieldhouse this coming Tuesday, November 21st, for the season opener, taking on Storm Lake, which will be broadcast on Mix 101.7. South Central Calhoun girls basketball coach Eric Francis, thanks a lot for the time. All the best. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.